All right, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about something really interesting today. It's a Wang family article, but I think we're going to be saying goodbye to them.
The Wangs are what? What's going on? What's happening?
I think they're leaving Taiwan. So, we are not from Taiwan. Do you remember when you moved to Taiwan, how you had to say goodbye to your home?
Oh, it was back in 1873. I came by clipper ship
Oh my
from the
goodness.
great port of San Francisco. No, it was a few years ago. Yeah, I came here. I knew some people here. I'd been here before, actually, so it wasn't a total shock to me. But when you move to a new country, even if you've traveled there before or learned as much about it as you can, there will still be these things that surprise you. The way
Definitely.
people do things, the foods they eat, the way things are organized. And sometimes you
Yeah.
love those things, sometimes you hate those things. You have to often learn to live with those things. And we call that whole process culture shock.
Yeah, culture shock. So I think we're not going to see the Wongs getting culture shock just
No.
yet,
Okay.
but they are saying goodbye to
Oh.
Taiwan and to us. Oh,
So
so
that's a
sad.
whole other difficult process.
Very,
So
very hard.
let's check out our article, check out the dialogue, and see what happens as we say adieu to the Wongs.
Okay.
Time to say goodbye. Paige is walking with her school friends after school.
We'll get our college entrance exam results back tomorrow.
I know. I will also get my exam results to study in the U.S. I'm really nervous.
I hope I can go to NTU.
I'd love to study in the U.S., but...
But what?
It will be hard without my family. I don't think I'll get in, though.
Paige is at home with the family. Paige is sitting at her computer.
The results should come today. They're here.
Well?
I can't open it.
You're making me nervous, too.
Just open it!
It says...
Everyone waits silently.
I got in! I can go to school in the U.S.
Congratulations! I knew you could do it!
Great job, Paige!
You're so smart!
Paige suddenly seems sad.
Thanks, everyone. But I can't go to the U.S.
Everyone is shocked. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I don't have to go to school tomorrow because it's Saturday. I don't have to go to school tomorrow because it's Saturday. Nervous. Nervous. Jonas felt nervous about going to a new school. Jonas felt nervous about going to a new school. Study, 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 studied, studied. Max studies science because he wants to be an engineer. Max studies science because he wants to be an engineer. Smart. Smart. Ellen is a smart girl and does well in math class. Ellen is a smart girl and does well in math class.
认识智慧.
Result. Congratulations.
Okay, so we're starting off our article today, and it's actually starting off with just Paige. Paige is walking with her school friends after school. As you know, Paige is in high school, so she's talking with a bunch of friends about college entrance exams. So actually, her friend Regina says, "We'll get our college entrance exam results back tomorrow." Huh, so results, this word results means something that happened because you did something else. Like they're taking an exam. If you go to the doctors for a health check, you'll get health check results. If you're mean to your friend, the result might be that your friend is hurt and doesn't want to talk to you. So here, Regina is talking about the results from taking the college entrance exam, which is the test you take to get into college, right?
That's right. And of course, after a test, those results, we could also say your grades, your marks, like that. She wants to know how well, or maybe not so well, she did on the college entrance exam. And we also had our first word power word here. That word is tomorrow. And here we're using it as an adverb, T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W, tomorrow. No matter how you use it, it's spelt the same way. Okay, so tomorrow, as probably most of you know, is the day after today. So when I'm talking about the next day, I'm talking about tomorrow. If today is Wednesday, tomorrow would be Thursday. And of course, the day that just passed, that would be yesterday. So we often use it as a noun, but we can also use it as an adverb when talking about doing things tomorrow. I will go there tomorrow. I will see my friends tomorrow, not today, the next day, in about 24 hours. For example, I don't have to go to school tomorrow because it's Saturday. I don't have to go to school tomorrow because it's Saturday. Yay! All right, so back to the article. Well, Paige is listening to her friend get excited about the results, and Paige feels the same way. She says, I know, I agree, I am thinking the same thing. And then she adds, I will also get my exam results to study in the U.S. I'm really nervous. Yeah, so for a lot of people, if you're finishing school in Taiwan and you're going to continue in university in Taiwan, there might be a few schools that you're waiting to hear from. But if your options are maybe to go to school in another country, well, that will be a whole bunch of other schools. So there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of things to be tense and worried about. And that's why she says she's really nervous. Nervous about the results. Nervous about where she'll go. And if she's moving, nervous about moving. Because that's another big thing.
Yeah. If I were in Taiwan and thinking about going to university in the U.S., I would also be really nervous. And nervous is our second word power word today. Nervous is an adjective here. It's spelled N-E-R-V-O-U-S. Nervous. Let's find out what we're talking about. Okay, so we're talking about word power word nervous. Feeling nervous is something that happens to everybody. You don't know what's going to happen, like Paige doesn't know. Will she get into the schools in the U.S. or will she not get in? So maybe she's feeling excited, but also kind of scared. Your stomach, when you are nervous, your stomach might feel funny. Maybe your hands shake or your mouth feels dry and you can't stop moving around. Nervousness happens when the result could be good or it could be bad. We don't know yet. So here's an example. Jonas felt nervous about going to a new school. Jonas felt nervous about going to a new school. Okay, so continuing with the article, Paige is saying she's feeling really nervous. And some of her friends, I think they also have some big things to feel nervous about, because her friend Andy says, I hope I can go to NTU. NTU, isn't that a very, very good school in Taiwan?
Yeah, that would be Taida. That's one of the better schools here. So he's nervous, he's worried, he's anxious about that. Everyone has something to be at least a little bit nervous about because, of course, the end of high school, going into college, that's a time of big change and a lot of new things. And, you know, new things make people nervous. So,
yes,
as she thinks about her future, Paige is also feeling a little bit of that. She says, I'd love to study in the U.S., but...
But she
doesn't quite finish her thought there. So we're going to find out what happens. But first, we have this other word, power word. Also important for going to school, the word is study.
Study, yep. So study is our third word, power word today. And study can be a noun or a verb. In this case, it's a verb because Paige says, I'd love to study in the U.S. Study is spelled S-T-U-D-Y, study. Let's find out about that verb. Okay, so we have our word power word here, which is study. And studied is one of those nice regular verbs. So it's study, studied, and have studied. I studied today, I studied yesterday, and I have studied many times before. So study is something we do a lot in school. Every day you study English, math, science, and other things. But Paige is talking about a little bit different kind of study, where you go somewhere to learn. When you go to college or go to university, maybe you go to Taida, and someone asks, what do you study? It doesn't mean you have to tell them every class you take. If you choose to go to school for art, you say, I'm studying art. If you're learning to be an English teacher, you say, I'm studying English education. Education means teaching. You can also say where you are studying. I'm studying at NTU or Taida. I study in Australia. In a different country. Here's another example. Max studies science because he wants to be an engineer. Max studies science because he wants to be an engineer. Okay, so Paige and her friends are still talking about feeling very nervous. Her friend Annie wants to go to study at NTU, and she wants to study in the U.S., but...
That's right, and she was explaining about how this would be cool and exciting. She did say, but, as if there's something that would make her say, I'm not going or I'm not excited about this. So, her friend Serena says, but what? When someone stops on a but and you haven't heard the next part of what they're going to say, you might say, but what, to kind of push them along. You know, keep telling us, we want to hear the whole thing. So, Paige says the rest of what she was thinking. She says, but, well, she doesn't, but... It comes on that, but it would be hard without my family. Ah, yes, studying in the U.S. would be great, but missing my family, that would not be so great. So, you know, there would be good and bad if she gets to go to the U.S. or to the States to study. But then she says, I don't think I'll get in, though. So she's kind of thinking, worrying about this kind of stuff, it's probably not important. I shouldn't worry about it. Because I won't get in. And here she's using get in as a way of saying I won't be accepted into the university. My grades won't be good. There'll be too many students already. They'll say thank you, but maybe next year. So she's kind of thinking that worrying about this stuff, it's not going to matter anyways. Because I won't be going to school there, you know, in the future.
Right, I won't get in, I won't be going to school, so I'm not going to worry.
Yeah.
Okay, so later we go at the Wang's house, and now Paige is sitting at home with her family, and she's sitting at her computer, she's looking at something on the computer, and they're all looking at her computer. She says, the results should come today. So I guess it's the next day.
I suppose so, when they're waiting for emails, or at least an email from a school. And the next thing we see, it's her computer, and the computer makes a sound, like she just got an email in her email box or something. So it makes the sound, this computer noise, and everyone looks at the computer, just like if your phone was sitting on the table and it made a sound, everyone might look at it to go, ooh, what's that? Who's trying to talk to you? So Paige hears the sound. Everyone probably is thinking what she says. They're here, she says. They're here. My letters back from the universities, my grades, all that stuff has arrived. So now she can find out what will happen. And we see Paige looking nervously at the screen. She's looking, where's the information? Is it good news? Is it bad news? We want to know. We want to know.
And so Mr. Wang says, well?
Mr. Wang wants to know as well.
Yeah.
That's why he says, well? This is, again, trying to push someone to say something. You're like, Well, come on, we want to know what it is. Tell us the news.
Mm-hmm. Well? But Paige is so scared, she's so nervous. She says, I can't open it. She's not like she really can't open it, not like her computer's not working, but she is so scared to open it. She doesn't want to. She can't open it. But then she does, probably. So the family gathers around. They're all around her computer. And Mrs. Wong says, you're making me nervous, too.
It's true. Mrs. Wong won't be going to school anywhere next year. But she's excited for her daughter, Paige. Jimmy and Timmy, of course, being loving, supportive brothers, are like, we believe in you, Paige. No, they're not. They say, just open it.
Just open it.
Hurry up. Come on. Stop wasting time.
Yeah. Okay. So Paige finally decides to open it. She clicks her mouse to open the email and reads it. It says... Okay. So is her computer really talking to her when it says something?
Well, when we say it says, we're basically telling you that this is the information in the message. The message isn't talking, but this is the information that I'm getting from the message. So, yeah, we can say that when we read something, even if it's not a letter. You know, what does the newspaper story say? Oh, it says the president will travel to Japan next year.
Right.
That's the important information from that story or letter or whatever. All right, so everyone is waiting silently. Paige is reading the email. And then finally, she announces what happened. She says, I got in!
Yeah!
I can go to school in the U.S. So she got in. She was accepted. The school wrote to her and said, well done. We are very happy to say that you can study here. We look forward to you, you know, seeing you in September when you will begin classes at Harvard, Yale,
Stanford.
University of Southern Northern Alabama.
There's hundreds of universities in the U.S. It could be anywhere.
Mm.
Okay. But she got in, and everyone is really happy about it. And they all hug Paige, and Mrs. Wong says, congratulations! I knew you could do it. So she believed in Paige. And so she tells her, congratulations. That's what you say to somebody when they did something great. Maybe they passed a test, they got a new job, they have a new baby brother or sister. And you should tell them a nice thing. It's congratulations.
That's right. And there's always an S on there. Even if they only did one great thing, you wouldn't say congratulation. No, it's always congratulations. So, yes, well done. Congratulations. Good job. Or, as Jimmy says next, great job, Paige. Okay, great job. Good job. They're about the same. There's no big difference. And Timmy, her other brother, he has something nice to say to her. I'm shocked.
Oh, does Timmy usually not have nice things to say?
Never.
Oh, goodness. Mm. Okay, well, Timmy's being very nice here. He says, you're so smart.
Mm.
Ah, smart. I think this is our next word par word.
Well, if we're talking about getting good grades or getting into really good schools, yes, smart is a word that would apply. As our word par word, it's an adjective. And it's spelled S-M-A-R-T, smart. Smart means you have a brain and it works well. Congratulations. If you study a lot, you might be smart. If you read a lot, you might be smart. If you know a lot about science or this or that or pretty much anything, but you know a lot, you are smart. We also use words like intelligent or well-educated or knowledgeable, things like that. But basically, if you have a good brain and it works well and you know lots of stuff and you find it easy to learn things, well, well done. You are a smart person. For example, Ellen is a smart girl and does well in math class. Ellen is a smart girl and does well in math class. All right, so next we see another scene, a different scenario. Maybe it's a little while later, and oh, something's changed. It says, Paige suddenly seems sad.
What?
Shouldn't she be really happy? She got into the school. She's going to go to America to study.
Yeah.
So that seems like a good thing. Apparently, it's not that much later. Maybe it's just a few minutes as Paige, you know, takes in the news. First, she's excited. I'm going to America.
Yeah.
And then she starts to think, I'm going to America. That's far away. I'll be there a long time. I'll have to pay for everything. So she starts to think about this stuff. And then she maybe changes her feeling a little bit. She says, thanks, everyone, but I can't go to the U.S.
What?
She's saying she can't go. Not I'm worried about going. No, I can't go. I'm not going. I can't go.
Uh-huh.
I can't do this. I can't.
And of course, and her family, they just were congratulating her. They were very happy, very excited. They said, Paige, you're so smart. Now everyone is shocked. They can't believe it. What did she say? She can't go? So I wonder why, but we're going to have to find out in day two. So we're going to go to review time now.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so today we have a little bit of a hard game. Because we have a lot of long words in this article, I thought we should try and spell them backwards. And that's a little bit difficult. But Mike, I think I'm going to give you a word, and you can't cheat, you can't look at it.
Okay.
So how do you spell... should I give you a really hard word or just a little bit hard?
I don't know.
How about tomorrow? Can you spell tomorrow backwards?
Tomorrow. WORROMOT.
Wow, he did it. All right, so then forwards would be...
TMOORR. Oh, so TOMORROW.
Okay, there you go. All right, give me one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will give you one that's not too hard, but it is two words.
Oh, my goodness.
Great job.
Okay.
Wasn't our word power, but we did see this expression. Remember, great job was like, well done, or good for you.
Yes.
So, great job. Two words.
Okay, great job. Let me think. B-O-J.
That would be job.
Space.
Mm-hmm.
T-A-E-R-G.
Very good.
All right.
Very, very good. So awesome. What was that? Bodge.
Yeah, Bodge.
Targ.
Targ. Something like that.
I think it's easier to spell them backwards than to say them backwards. But
yeah.
Hey, if you want to say them backwards, go ahead. You might be very, that might be a good way to prove that you are very trams.
Very what?
Trams.
Oh, very smart.
Smart.
I get it. Okay.
There you go.
All okay.
Right. That's it for us, guys. We're going to have more from the Wongs coming up tomorrow, though. Another word, power word. So we'll see you back here for that. And until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
Well?
I got my English test back today.
Well?
I got an A on it.
Great job. How was your soccer game?
Our team won.
Great job.
Hello, welcome to today's Step by Step. 今天我回到家的时候啊，发现我家的地板上有满满的咬烂的卫生纸屑，还有一只就剩下一只的袜子。看到这个画面，你大概猜得到是谁干的好事了吧？应该不是人吧？没错，就是我家的狗乖乖。多么讽刺的一个名字，叫乖乖，但却很不乖。我看着它的眼睛说 ：“Well, who did this?” Well, who did this? 是谁干的好事呢？我在这里所使用的 well 不是我们平常学到的好哦，那个意思哦，而是用在一个不是用在回答问题的情况，而是要用在提问或者是你要求对方解释的情况，所以都是在问句当中使用。我们也可以单纯的用 well， 然后后面加上一个问号。Well, what do you have to say for yourself? Well, what do you have to say for yourself?乖乖，你有没有要说什么替自己辩解啊？ Well, 通常呢是用在有一点不耐烦或者是生气的情况之下，所以呢非常符合我遇到的这个情境。但是只见乖乖他就跟网络上面那种装无辜的狗一样，睁大狗眼，然后楚楚可怜的看着我。那就在我差点要接受这个情况的时候呢，我妹妹突然从背后拿出了一个摄影机，然后播放起今天乖乖一只狗在家的画面。他说呢，他只是想知道乖乖自己在家都在干嘛，没想到呢，却录下了犯罪证据。没错，把家里搞得天翻地覆的呢，就是那只狗乖乖。我连忙跟我妹说 ，Good job, great job。 这边不是在称赞他说好棒的工作好棒的职业啊，我们用片语 great job 或是 good job 来称的就是称赞某人说做得好干得好，那常常搭配的动词呢是 do to do a great job or to do a good job， 所以呢如果我今天要说我妹妹把一切都拍下来了真的干得好啊，我就可以这么说 My sister did a great job of filming everything。My sister did a great job of filming everything. 类似 great job 的说法呢，还有 well done， 也就是在说做得好，真棒。Well done, sister. Now I know who did it. 做得好啊，妹妹。现在呢，我知道是谁干的好事了。
Time to say goodbye. Paige is walking with her school friends after school.
We'll get our college entrance exam results back tomorrow.
I know. I will also get my exam results to study in the U.S. I'm really nervous.
I hope I can go to NTU.
I'd love to study in the U.S., but...
But what?
It will be hard without my family. I don't think I'll get in, though.
Paige is at home with the family. Paige is sitting at her computer.
The results should come today. They're here.
Well?
I can't open it.
You're making me nervous, too.
Just open it!
It says...
Everyone waits silently.
I got in! I can go to school in the U.S.
Congratulations! I knew you could do it! Great job, Paige!
You're so smart!
Paige suddenly seems sad.
Thanks, everyone. But I can't go to the U.S.
Everyone is shocked!Tomorrow, tomorrow. I don't have to go to school tomorrow because it's Saturday. I don't have to go to school tomorrow because it's Saturday. Nervous, nervous. Jonas felt nervous about going to a new school.Jonas felt nervous about going to a new school. Study, 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 studied, studied. Max studies science because he wants to be an engineer. Max studies science because he wants to be an engineer. Smart.Smart. Ellen is a smart girl and does well in math class. Ellen is a smart girl and does well in math class.
认识字汇
Result. Congratulations.